Hello.
Hello.
I'm glad you've chosen this smoking program to help you stop. This program is designed to help you stop now. However, you can use it to reduce your quantity over a period of time for a future stop date. The primary things you need to know about working with a hypnosis script from a recording for smoking is that you are absolutely the most important factor. These programs are well worn. I received it from my professors, and he's used it hundreds of times. I've used it many, many times with success. The truth is, it depends on your ability to focus, listen, participate in your actual desire to quit smoking. During this process, you can listen to these recordings, and you need to jump off and participate. You need to try and sit absolutely still, mentally and physically. You need to be there on point, focusing in relaxation for yourself to quit smoking and to make this program successful. The deeper you allow yourself to relax, the more deeper you visualize these things or feel them in any way that's good for you. Auditory, visual, sensing, anything that's good for you. It doesn't matter how you do it, but invest. Take the time. Don't talk to yourself during the recordings, and if you do, just let it go. There's no problem. That's very natural for your mind to wander, but always come back. Always come back to the responsibility of focus and relaxation. Your job is to focus and hold stillness throughout the whole process. Every time your mind starts to talk, you just let it go. Come back to my voice and begin to focus again on what's going on. Try to create deep feelings. Try to create deep thoughts, deep focus and relaxation throughout your body. If you need a booster, come back to it again. Fully invested. Sit in your recliner. Get a quiet room. No interruptions. No disturbances. Or go through the program again and again. And it will affect you. It will help you quit smoking very easily. It has been successful many, many times.
Now, as you grow more and more comfortable and relaxed,
allow your eyes to close naturally and easily.
With your mind here and your body over there, the steps you're about to take will serve you by taking you even deeper into hypnosis and relaxation. That's what you want to do. Relax. Release. Focus. Go deeper. Whenever your mind wanders, you might say the word thinking inside and come back to whatever we are doing. When we relax, our minds naturally have a tendency to float off and find something to do. You'll notice this and come back again. Then again, notice and come back. Stay with what we're doing. Good. Can you remember a time when you were playing outside or inside as a kid, and it was just a really great fun time? Just plain old playing as a kid, maybe just being in the yard, park, or pool, any place, any time, it really just doesn't matter. Try to remember those feelings. Reach for them right now. I just want you to touch them, to take a little look at them. Bring on those good feelings from that memory. That's why the memory's there, to hold great things like this for us. We just have to remember to look at the recordings sometimes. You'll remember more now. You can remember deeply at times, so go ahead. See what you can find. Take those feelings and fill your body with them. Now, as much as you can, make those feelings flow through every part of your body as much as possible. Maybe even thank your body for saving these memories like this one. Okay, good. Now, relax, letting those images fade and holding on to those very nice feelings. taking those forward, allowing them to stay with you for now. Can you remember a time when you got a gift that was absolutely perfect or exactly what you wanted? Even if it was just a treat, but you wanted to find that time. You want to find that time when you said, "That's it, that's exactly it, that's just what I wanted. Right here, right now, that's it." Try to remember those moments and those feelings and what it felt like inside. Now those feelings, what were they like? Where were they in your body? Try and get to what "that's exactly right for you" feels like again. It's just a memory. It's happened. Just look for it and try and manifest it. Bring it up and identify it and feel it specifically. Where is it in your body? What was the thing you received? What did it look like? Try to see it now or then. Who was with you? Did someone give it to you? Allow yourself to feel that again. What you got, exactly what you want. Take those feelings and fill your body with them as much as you can. Send them flowing through every cell. Send those memories and feelings flowing through every part of you as much as possible. This is easy to remember. This is good to remember. Don't forget to remember. Okay. Good. Now, letting them flow and just feeling that feeling more and more. Now relaxing and letting those images fade and holding on to those super great feelings, taking those forward, allowing them to stay with you, bigger and brighter inside for this work. Letting everything fade, you can remember a time when someone kissed you or when someone hugged you and you knew deeply they cared for you. In that moment, just the feeling of those lips on your cheek, or that nice squeeze of a great hug, the arms around you, you felt cared for in the moment. Try and go into that now. Let those good feelings fill your body, staying with the positive, wonderful feeling of being cared for, caring, and reaching out. What did that person look like? Try to see them now or then. That is a really good thing to do, a really good feeling. Allow yourself to feel that again. And if you want, just feel a thank you to them. You felt good and better for it. Let a little thank you come up inside for this memory, for that person. You may remember the scene in detail. The room you were in, the place, your age, good. Details matter. That kiss, that hug, was meant to be remembered. Your body has been holding it for you all this time. Remember where it's at now. Take those feelings and fill your body with them as well. Run them up and down through every cell and nook and cranny, flowing through every part of you as much as possible. This is easy to remember. This is good to remember. Don't forget to remember here for you all the time, now and in the future in your body. Keeping all of these feelings flowing inside you, let that flow and energy inside go to stay with you. Good. Releasing and relaxing, holding on to the good feelings, feeling wonderful inside. Good.
Now I'd like you to let some images freely arise where you could visualize or imagine a very safe, very secure, well-lit staircase of 20 steps. And visualize or imagine you see yourself standing at the top of that staircase. You begin to feel very calm, very safe, beginning to see yourself as a permanent ex-smoker.
And as that begins to sink in, a little grin or a smile on your face shows, seeing yourself now as an intelligent, confident, physically healthy, and emotionally calm. Take a moment and really get in touch with that image and begin to feel it. Really getting in touch with it now. And as you begin to feel this positive emotion in your body and your mind, letting it go deeper and deeper within on purpose for your own benefit now. How good it feels to eliminate this unhealthy habit from your life. Now this becomes your unconscious image, a permanent, happy, motivated ex-smoker, a motivational force towards making this a reality in your life, physically and emotionally. Each step we take down the staircase reinforces that this is you. This is what you are becoming. And to yourself you say, I like it. Now, this is you. This is what you are becoming. Now we begin down the staircase with your left foot first at 19, 18, 17. Each step noticing that look on your face, that confident, peaceful feeling inside, that is the comfort of a permanent ex-smoker. Not needing it, not wanting it. 17, not ever feeling it. 16, knowing that it is a tiny sacrifice for massive benefits. 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, going down deeper and deeper into this solid feeling of relaxation over becoming a permanent ex-smoker. This confident strength and peacefulness. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, going down deeper and deeper and deeper into relaxation and comfort. 7, 6, deeper and deeper, further and further, allowable into deep relaxation. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deep sleep and deep relaxation. Now and in the future, when you hear the words or use the words deep sleep for hypnosis, you will come to this state or even.
Good.
Relaxing and releasing, going down into relaxation and peace for the purpose of growth on purpose. To take you where you want and need to be. Relaxing all conscious thoughts. Travel back in time to an earlier time in your life when you can remember smoking one of your early cigarettes. Use your imagination and travel back in time. See the calendar months pass as you travel back and back. To an earlier time when you can remember smoking one of your early cigarettes. And soon, now, you will arrive on that day. And as you do, we're here to notice all the details. How old are you? Where are you? What year is it? What was the weather like on that day? Who is with you? What is the brand of that first or earliest cigarette you can remember? Good. Going deeper. Falling into that moment in pure relaxation for growth. As you remember smoking that early cigarette, get in touch with the details. What did it smell like? Taste like? Are you coughing terribly? Do you feel dizzy and gross in your head? Do you feel sick to your stomach and your throat burn? Those are all the real reactions. This cigarette is the beginning of the story of you smoking. This is where it began. Little did you know that cigarettes would become such a terrible habit in your life. Little did you know that cigarettes would burn your hard-earned money as it slowly attacked your body. Good. Deeply relaxed. Good. Now begin to slowly work your way back to the present. And as you journey through time, travel back month by month, year by year. And as you begin to notice the time pass, all the cigarettes that you have smoked in your life are piling up in front of you. Piling up and piling and piling up. In the beginning, there was only a few, but then dozens and dozens and hundreds and hundreds and thousands more and more appear in the pile up around you. Think about all those cigarettes that you've smoked. Get a good look at the thousands of cigarettes. Now, moving back to the present here with me, and you begin to realize a few things. That you weren't cheating. You smoked your fair share, and enough is enough. You smoked a lot of cigarettes. That story that started a long time ago about you and smoking has now come to an end. As a matter of fact, you are on the last page of the chapter, and you are down to the last page of the last chapter, and down to the last two words. The end. The end. Now close that book, your book on smoking, and throw it as far away from you as possible. Imagine doing that now. Imagine throwing your book, your life book on smoking, as far away from you as possible now. And in your mind, say the words, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. And feel it. And mean it. And know it. Because you are. Good. 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 Relaxing and releasing. Totally, totally, and completely on purpose. Yes. Yes. Good. Good. Going deeper, ever deeper and more relaxed. The sound of my voice. The practice of hypnosis just flowing forward and down, deeper and deeper into hypnosis and relaxation. The physical body always falling further. Cigarettes are not your friend, and they have never been your friend. A friend would not try to control you and tell you you have to be with them. They would not tie themselves to your pocket and make you feel like crap every time they're gone. They would not ask you to think about them and feel about them constantly every minute you're alone. They would not try to embarrass you with concern over getting up and going to get more and seeing them over and over every day, every morning, every meal. A friend wouldn't try to harm you and give you cancer and those around you just by being around them. Cigarettes are lies, and you now see the truth and will not allow them to harm or control you anymore. The embarrassment of being controlled by a cigarette of tobacco and paper is absurd to you now. You do not need them to be happy. You do not need a cigarette to be calm. Tools are available, and your strength alone and the knowledge that you do not need a cigarette is all that it takes for you to be the winner, for you to be successful, happy, and healthy in reference to cigarettes forever as a permanent ex-smoker. Good. That strength and confidence grows. An ex-smoker, the strength, power, happiness, victory is yours. Good. Now I want you to imagine a picture of yourself as a permanent ex-smoker 10 years down the road from this day. You made the decision, you stuck with it, and it's 10 years from now, and you are reaping all the benefits of your choice. You're healthier, mentally, physically. Everything is going better. Your life with your family and friends, your work, it's all been enhanced because you're not spending money, time, and energy on something that is poisoning you and the people around you. So let this image of you reflect that positive emotion you've made in your life. See this you now, 10 years from now, beautifully healthy. Better breath, better vision, better blood vessels, better everything. And it is real. That is what will happen from today forward. And now as you look at them, I want you to imagine you hear a popping noise. And that version of you pops into 10 different versions of you between that one and you, between that date and now. There's 10 steps, 10 versions of you in this quitting scenario. And they are all smiling, and they are all talking and joking about the success they've had. They're slapping each other on the back, saying congratulations, and they are some happy people. They know they've gone through it. Each one of them is happier to see the older one and just really feeling good that they all made it. And they kind of peek over, start to look over at you, and they start walking your way. They're all pointing and walking towards you and laughing at each other and coming forward. And when they get there, it's all about you. They're saying, thank you. Thank you so much for saving us. Thank you for saving us from that filth, from that tar and smoke and stank. All 10 of them, 11 of them, are just there to say thank you. They say, we would not be here without you. We would not be happy without you. We would not be healthy without you. And the moment you made the step to become a permanent ex-smoker, there was nothing else to do. It's not that hard. It is not difficult at all. The decision can be done, and you are there. Those future yous are so happy in reality that you made this decision today, now, here, as a permanent ex-smoker. They're slapping you on the back. They're giving you big props. This is for you. You did it. They do not exist without you today. And they know it in a deep and strong way. And they are saying thank you. Let this victory, gratitude, win sink in right now. This is what it feels like to be a permanent ex-smoker. This is how you are a victor, how you are a champion of health for yourself. This is the beginning of you being able to control what you want to control in your life. The day you make this decision and stick with it, what are the limits? Where can you go now? Good. Let those feelings build. Permanent, powerful champion of an ex-smoker. Good job, they say. Good job. Letting those images fade, keeping all the positives. Good. Deeper into relaxation, letting all of that emotion float you down deeper and deeper. Good. A permanent ex-smoker. Yes. You've been down that road before. You know exactly where it leads, and that is not where you want to be. Good. Relaxing more, now coming to know a tool to strengthen during times of stress and anxiety. We know that tension and stress can sometimes trigger a desire to smoke. The truth is, it actually makes us more tense. Smoking is bad and it does not help. We're going to replace that smoking with a more powerful, healthy way of releasing stress and tension. So now, each time you find yourself in a position where in the past you have found yourself feeling tense or stressed, now instead of reaching for a cigarette, now you will press those very same fingers you used to hold the cigarette with together and take a very deep breath, saying the words calm and relaxed. Calm and relaxed, pressing those same fingers you used to love to hold the cigarette with, pressing them together. That is your trigger, your anchor mechanism. Now release. In the future, day by day as you go forward, when you're really hitting a stressful point, you will use the fingers, your favorite fingers to hold the cigarette with. You will press them together with your thumb and say the words calm and relaxed, and it will bring you to this point again where you know why you're a permanent ex-smoker, where you know why your decision matters and that the momentary stress does not. This method of reaching a calm place is well used. You press your fingers and thumb together, say the word calm and relax, and let a deep breath out. Good. Now we know that we cannot feel tense and calm or relaxed at the same time. You now have a new tool that you can use that is healthy and very effective without having to reach for that old negative habit. Using the fingers you used to use, your favorite fingers to smoke with, pressing them together and saying the words calm and relaxed, and letting those feelings flow through your body with very deep breaths. It'll help you return to a state where you are strong enough not to smoke ever and stay being a permanent ex-smoker. Good. Yes, this is where you're going. Good. Relaxing even more, letting images freely arise. Knowing that just being here and letting go and relaxing will carry you through to quit smoking. Listening, letting go, and relaxing is your job. Focusing and letting go. Deeply, relaxing and focusing is your job. Visualize or imagine you're in a room, a large room alone. Good. Now begin to think about all the cigarettes that you have smoked in your entire life. How many chemicals have you sucked into your body? How much sticky, disgusting tar have you sucked into your body? That tar and smoke from all those cigarettes could fill this room and coat you with stinky, disgusting tar and smoke. Imagine the smell becoming unbearable as you're coated in sticky, disgusting tar and smoke, dripping from your body, dripping from the walls around you. And when you cannot bear being in this room any longer, when you can feel the disgust in the base of your stomach coming up your throat, Slam the door shut, locking it behind you, leaving this disgusting smoke and tar-filled place in the past, breathing the air of freedom now, and a newfound respect for your body and yourself. You will find that from this point on, you are more strongly aware of the reasons why you are here today to stop smoking. For yourself, for your family, to breathe and to live long and healthy. You're here now, so aware of the threat that smoking is to your health. The way you spend money to poison your body, the shortness of breath, the gradual lowering of your physical fitness and sexual abilities, the way it becomes more and more socially unacceptable to smoke, so that if you even think about a cigarette, you say to yourself, no, and mean it. I choose not to smoke. I am now a permanent ex-smoker and loving it. Good, good, good. Relaxing and relaxing. Knowing this place inside you. Knowing these strengths exist fully inside you. Escaping from the filth. Moving towards the health. Good, good. This is you, the strong permanent ex-smoker. Good, good. Let it in. Feel it on purpose. Good. Going deeper. Yes. You've been down that road before. You know exactly where it leads. And that is not where you want to be. You have made a promise to yourself. You have made a firm commitment and a decision. At this time in your life, you have come to a fork in the road and you have faced a decision. You can continue to live with the smell and cough and mucus and wheezing and the colds that never seem to go away, the pain that comes and goes in your chest, shortness of breath, the burning of your hard-earned cash to poison yourself, the guilt and the fear. You can continue to be enslaved by cigarettes like some dog on a leash, or at this fork in the road, you can choose to live your life healthy, strong, vital, vibrant, powerfully, alive, and free from bonds and the chains of cigarettes. There is no doubt which road you're on. You are on it now, and cigarettes are not allowed here. They are not allowed on the road to freedom and a long, full, healthy life. Good choice. A permanent free, strong champion of an ex-smoker. Good job. Letting those feelings take you even deeper. Good. Yes. Now you're going to find and discover that the color red is going to be a little brighter, a little sharper to you than ever before, a little crisper. It's going to pop to you, whether it's a taillight, a stoplight, a stop sign, color of a car or clothing. It could be as small as nail polish or as large as a billboard. The color red is going to seem sharper and brighter than ever before. And each and every time your mind encounters the color red, your desire, determination, motivation, and inner drive to remain a permanent ex-smoker can and will become stronger. It could be as small as nail polish or as large as a billboard. The color red is going to seem sharper and brighter than ever before. And each and every time your mind encounters the color red, your desire, determination, motivation, inner drive to remain a permanent ex-smoker can and will become stronger than ever before. Good. Letting that in, constant boost throughout your day, throughout your life, empowering what you want and what you will do. The color red empowers your strength and memory and feelings of why and how, and you are an ex-smoker. Good, strong victory. Good. And now you're ready to free yourself from cigarettes and move into your healthy future with more enthusiasm than ever before. You can be sure that there is no person, no thought, no idea, memory, feeling, sensation out of the past, in the present, or ever to arrive in the future that could stop you from achieving total success at becoming a permanent ex-smoker. This is your victory in life. This is your own strength and your own decision. And there is no reason to expect anything but pure victory. Can you imagine it now? Imagine it now, because it has happened. You are free from this moment forward, and it will only become easier moment by moment. And that is a chemical fact. Take heart, take strength, be strong, and be happy at what you have done here today. Excellent. 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 Yes. Yes.
Good job. Good job.